pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
You know, we look around today and we see things are in bad shape. Throughout the world, not only in our country, the United States, but things are bad. And the worst thing is that people have refused God. They refuse to acknowledge who God is, that He is the Creator, He is the God of heaven, and He sent His Son to die on the cross of Calvary for each of us. That is every person in this world, that Christ died for everyone. And it's sad that every person in this world will not trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, the devil is powerful, but he's not more powerful than God. You remember, that's how the devil really got in trouble. It's because he said that he would exalt himself above the Most High. In other words, he would exalt himself above God. Well, he's never going to be able to do that, because the creation is never able to rise above the Creator. And God is the Creator. He's the Creator of all things. And this is something that you and I need to realize, that God is in charge. And one of these days, He's going to say, enough is enough. And we're going to read in just a moment more about the tribulation period. And He says, well, I've had it. You know, this is it. And the long-suffering of God is going to come to an end. And that's the way it is for a person who lives in this world. God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Repentance means to admit you're a sinner, that you can't save yourself. You've changed your mind about how to get to heaven. It must be through the Lord Jesus Christ. You're a sinner according to the Word of God. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That offends people, but it's true, because God said it, and He is the Creator. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But you know, there's good news. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. Well, that's not the good news. The good news is this: but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the best news, that anyone and everyone, makes no difference who you are, what you've done in your life, no matter how bad you've been, God says He can save you if you will call upon His Son, Jesus Christ. And I say it makes no difference how bad you've been. It makes no difference how good you've been. Good does not get you into heaven. You must be righteous. And the only way that a person is righteous is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I would say you need to ask Him into your heart today. Call upon Him. Admit you're a sinner. You can't save yourself. You're tired of going your way, and you know you need to go God's way now. And you want to trust Him. If you get serious with God, He's going to get serious with you, and He'll save you. If you will call upon Him, trust Him as your Lord and Savior. Well, we've been looking at the seventh dispensation, and that is the tribulation period. And we've looked at some judgments that's coming up on this world, upon mankind. And we've been looking at the trumpet judgments. And within the trumpet judgment, we see the vial judgments. This is within the trumpet judgments. And I read this the last time about the first vial in Revelation chapter 16 and verse 2. It says, and the first went, this is the angel now, first angel, went and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. I said the last time that a terrible judgment falls upon men who have the mark of the beast, according to Revelation 16 and verse 2 that we just read. And once again, there will be people saved during the tribulation period. There's going to be a great multitude, the Bible says, In fact, there's going to be so many that people can't count them. And don't let anybody tell you that the devil is more powerful than the Lord. Well, they can tell you that, but don't believe them. God is still more powerful. I still believe there's going to be more people in heaven and more people saved than the devil will be able to get into hell. And this is something, now don't sell the devil short now. He is powerful, and he is able to convince people that they need to follow him, whether they even realize it or not. They need to follow him instead of following the Lord. And the devil is leading many people to hell. But I still believe that there will be more people who are saved, who are children of God, than that of the devil. Well, we've just read Revelation 16, verse 2, and we see there is a distinguishing contrast between the first vial and the first trumpet, in that the first trumpet of Revelation chapter 8 and verse 7 burns up a third part of the trees and all the green grass. Here the judgment is specifically upon men and is directed to a particular group of men, namely the beast worshipers who have received the mark of the beast. And once again, I remind you that that mark of the beast means that they will never be saved. Once they've taken that mark, they cannot be saved, according to the scriptures. We also see that this judgment is described as a bad malignant sore, a boil, in other words, or an ulcer, in Revelation 16:2. Well, the judgment is in the form of a physical affliction of unusual severity that brings widespread suffering. And a confirmation that the vile judgments occur late in the Great Tribulation is given in the record that the first vile judgment falls on those who are worshipers of the beast image. And we know by studying and reading the Word of God that this image apparently is established in the early part of the Great Tribulation. In other words, the last half of the seven-year period preceding the second coming. And almost everyone seems to comply with the demand that all men worship the beast and receive his mark. And the only ones who will escape the judgment are those who refuse the mark, those who trust in Christ in those evil days. Well, now we look at Revelation chapter 13. We go here, and remember, I remind you that book of Revelation is not written in chronological order. In other words, it's not written 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in order like that. The book of Revelation is written, we must study it. We must compare Scripture with Scripture. And we see that certain parts of it conforms to other parts of it, but not in a certain order. And that's the reason we're going to Revelation 13 now. Now, we just read Revelation chapter 16 and verse 2, but I'd like for us to go to Revelation 13 now, and verses 14 through 17. We talked about the worship of the beast, and we see in Revelation 13 that people are forced to worship the beast. And Daniel the prophet talks about this, and Revelation chapter 13, verses 14 through 17 says this, "And deceiveth them," this is the beast, "deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast." This, of course, is speaking of the false prophet concerning the beast, "saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name." You know, I remember recently that there's been something called COVID-19. Well, I think everybody just about living now has heard about that. And most people, a lot of people have had that. And by the way, they survived. Now, there have been many people who have died. And I understand that. But there was something going around called something that a person needed to get, and that was a vaccine. And some people thought that by getting that vaccine that they would be immune to the COVID-19. But that wasn't the fact. People still got COVID, and people still died even after they got the vaccine. Well, the bad part of it is, and that was bad enough, but the bad part of it is that there were some people who did not get that inoculation, if you want to call it that, that vaccine, and they were shunned. They some people actually compared them to enemies, to criminals. Some people wouldn't even allow a person who was unvaccinated to be around them. And this has happened. And I just wonder down through the time, if the Lord tarries, how this is going to be recorded in history, how that men turned against each other, even during our time, against each other, shunning each other, because someone refused to do what someone tried to force them to do. Well, this is exactly what's going to happen during the time of the tribulation, when people are forced to worship the beast. Well, now there, you know, people are going to be forced. In other words, there will be consequences for someone who does not worship the beast. But once again, it's like worshiping the devil. People need to worship God instead of worshiping the devil. And that's the way it is in the tribulation, when there people try to force them to worship the beast instead of worshiping God. Well, let's look on in Revelation chapter 16 and verse 3 now, and we see the second vial. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. Well, we see here that the sea becomes as blood. Literally, it became blood, as of a dead man. And then the judgment of this second vial is death to everything living in the sea. Well, remember now, the second trumpet in Revelation chapter 8 and verse 8, and the second vial seem comparable to the first of the 10 plagues in Egypt. And those plagues killed all the fish in the Nile River and made the water unfit to drink. And the area of the judgment is similar to that of the second trumpet, where one-third of the sea is turned to blood, and one-third of the creatures of the sea die. And we see here the judgment in this judgment, the second vial, the judgment is universal, not just a certain place, but it's universal, as most of the earth is covered with water, blood. It's going to be blood. Now notice, Revelation chapter 16, verses 4 through 7. The third vial. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters. They became blood. And I heard the angel of the water say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. It makes no difference what happens in this life. We really need to understand that God will go so long with people. He's long-suffering, but once his long-suffering is over with, it's finished, and it's time for judgment. And we see here in this verse in 16, 4 through 7, chapter 16, 4 through 7, the judge, it says, which art and wast and shalt be. Well, who's this judge? It has to be Jesus Christ. Revelation 1:8 says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. God's judgments are absolutely correct, true, and righteous, according to the Scriptures. No one can point to God and say, you're unrighteous. You are not doing what is right. God says judgment is coming. Men and women need to get things right with God today before the judgment of God falls.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.